New South Wales were the favourites and Queensland were the underdogs, especially with the first half. Yeah, New South Wales led 16-6, so they came back and they were playing the protective kind of type of footy. They were protecting the win. Queensland had to throw the ball around and stuff, but you know, New South Wales had to invite the Queensland to start attacking set on their territory, and you know, especially with drop balls, penalty, giving them possession. So Queensland capitalised on that opportunity, and you know, they came out with a win. Yeah.
It was pretty handy for the Maroons to have Jonathan Thurston back in the side and resuming his kicking duties, because going on Cameron Smith's one attempt in the previous match, you wouldn't necessarily have backed him to kick the winning points.
It was good that you know, Queensland had Jonathan Thurston back. You know, Jonathan Thurston is a immortal, and you know, he's a big part of the team. So you know, for someone like him to kick the winning goal or to come back and play for the team is just such a huge inspiration for the team. So, you know, he's the brains of the team. So lucky to have him, the guys, I think.
Amongst the group that I'm presuming you were with last night watching the game, I mean, what are their thoughts heading into Origin 3? Is it going to be yet another victory for Queensland, or in the end, perhaps a more youthful, refreshed New South Wales can do it?
I think we'll need to game 3 now. Both sides will be full of confidence. You know, game 1, New South Wales had a big win back in Brisbane. And, you know, now Queensland had a good win in Sydney. So going into Origin 3, both sides would be full of confidence. You know, they work on the areas that they were missing. They were weak in this last night's game. So I think game 3 will be a really good decider game. It will be very, very, very interesting game coming up, yeah.
Now, I recall after Origin 1, and I think your neighbours are having a bit of an all-night party because they were Blues fans. Is it quieter this morning?
Indeed, it is very, very quiet at the moment. you know, Papua New Guinea is the close neighbors are the Queenslanders. So, you know, we have a lot of Queensland fans. And yesterday, you know, cars were tipping on, and, you know, campaign cars were tipping on, and candidates were supporting Blues and Maroons, and voters were, you know, singing and here and there. So, yeah, it's a bit firing at a moment yesterday, but this morning everything seems quieter now.
And generally speaking, have the first two matches passed off peacefully in Papua New Guinea? I say that because we know there have been incidents in the past, and there were even calls from some politicians to stop broadcasting the games into the country. They were so concerned.
I wouldn't say it was much peaceful. I wouldn't say it was not a peaceful game, because yesterday, you know, they were in the capital city. They used this big projectors to project the game live, especially in suburbs where they don't have big TVs and stuff. So yesterday, the police were called into a suburb in the Indonesian capital to disperse the crowd with the tear gas and stuff. So I wouldn't say it was a bit peaceful, but they probably a little, you know, little misunderstanding and stuff, but I wouldn't say it was a very peaceful game.
You said the police were out dispersing the crowd with tear gas. I mean, that's a bit of a concern, isn't it? I mean, what were they worried about? I mean, were people attacking each other or what?
Especially with you know, with the crowd, watching out in big projectors, especially in the suburbs, not the suburbs where it's not the suburbs where working class people and this sort of class of people living, but especially in the settlement kind of suburbs. So in those settlement kind of suburbs, there isn't enough police presence. So we have, you know, people, youths, you know, staying there watching the footy, and not all are sober and have, you know, good mindset. You know, some of them you have consuming alcohol in the middle of the game. So, you know, when the game goes like this, like close games, and, you know, Queensland winning by 2 points, you know, they started, you know, throwing words at each other and insulting each other, and that's where things get out of hand. But luckily, the police were nearby, so, you know, they had to contain the problem.